بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد على صلاته في سوقه وبيته بضع وعشرين درجة. In this lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah which a person offers with jama'at in congregation in a masjid is more than 27 times superior to his salah in his business or his home. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ أَحَدَهُمْ إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ أَتَى الْمَسْجِدَ لَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةَ لا ينهزه إلا الصلاة لم يخط خطوة إلا رفع له بها درجة وحد عنه بها خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد. The reason for this is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that when a person performs a perfect wudu at home and he proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of making salah and nothing except salah urges him on. In other words, the sole purpose is just to come for salah. So when he does this, then for every step he takes, his rank is elevated by one level and a sin is wiped off his record until he enters the masjid. لَمْ يَخْطُ خُطْوَةً إِلَّا رُفِعَ لَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً. So every step he takes, one daraja is increased for him, one rank higher, he goes in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one sin is forgiven from him until he enters the masjid. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدَ كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ هِيَ تَحْبِسُهُ. Once he enters the masjid, he is considered to be in salah, as long as salah keeps him in the masjid. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ مَا دَامَ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ الَّذِي صَلَّى فِيهِ. And the angels make dua for the person as long as he is sitting in the place where he is going to offer his salah. What do they say? يَقُولُونَ اللهم ارحمه اللهم اغفر له اللهم تب عليه ما لم يؤذ فيه ما لم يحدث فيه متفق عليه. What do the angels say? They dua is, oh Allah, be merciful to him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, accept his repentance. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him. They make dua for the person. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, accept his tawbah. So this continues, Rasulullah says, مَا لَمْ يُؤْذِ فِيهِ. As long as this person does not harm anyone else. مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثْ فِيهِ. The explanation given is, as long as he does not nullify his wudu. In other words, he does not break wind and cause taklif to any person. As long as he is in taharat, he is in wudu, he is sitting in that place, he is as though he is already in salah. As long as the reason is the salah that has prompted him to come to the masjid, the angels make dua for him. So from this hadith, what do we understand? There is great reward for performing salah with jama'at in the masjid. And for us, men folk, this is what we should be doing. We should make sure that all our salat, 5 times daily salat, should be performed in the masjid. And yes, if a person has to read in his home or in the marketplace or in his bazaar or in his office, then obviously he will get reward, but the reward for jama'at in the masjid is 27 more times greater. And we should also try and make a wudu at home and come, because every step you will take thereafter, we will gain close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sins will be wiped off. Most importantly, whilst in the masjid, we should be very mindful of what we are doing, how we conduct ourselves. We should not be wasting our time in idle chit-chatter, in gossiping, and just looking at everybody else. Engage in tasbihat, engage in dua, engage in tilawat of the Quran, try and fill in the first saf. Even if we are remaining silent, then too we are still as though we are in salah, as long as we have come for the sake of salah. وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله تبارك وتعالى عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله تعالى عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة متفق عليه. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrates from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم a hadith Qudsi which Rasulullah mentioned. A hadith Qudsi is that hadith which Rasulullah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So this is known as hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded the good and evil deeds. In Allah kataba al-hasanat wa siyyat. So all good deeds Allah has recorded, and all bad deeds Allah has recorded. Whatever is good, whatever is bad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained what is good and what is bad. Then Rasulullah says that Allah ta'ala says, whoever intends doing a good deed, one good deed, but he does not carry it out. He had a genuine intention to do one good deed. For some reason, he did not get the ability to perform it. Allah ta'ala still records a complete good deed for him. You don't even do the action, but you had genuine, sincere intention to perform the good deed. Allah still gives you the benefit of it. Allah records a good deed for you. However, if he intends doing a good deed, and then he carries it out. So he does have intention for a good deed, he's sincere, and Allah gives him the ability to perform it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records 10 good deeds, that is the minimum, to 700 good deeds, and then it is further multiplied many times more. إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. So minimum you get 10 deeds for the whatever action you carried out, and then Allah multiplies it to 700, and then the hadith says to many more times. Yes, when it comes to fasting, Rasulullah has mentioned that besides fasting, Allah Ta'ala says, fasting is for me, I will give the reward. In other words, that's even more. So all other deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person because of the sincerity of his intention, minimum 10, then it is multiplied many more times. And the hadith then goes further to say, whoever intends doing an evil deed, you have an intention to do an evil deed, but you do not carry it out, Allah still records for you the reward of a good deed. You had intention to do a bad deed, but because you refrain from doing a bad deed, Allah becomes happy, and in lieu of that, Allah gives you one sawab. And then if a person intends doing an evil deed and he carries it out, then one evil deed is written against your name. Now look at this. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person makes a firm resolution to do a bad deed, he carries it out, and still only one bad deed recorded against him. And if he intended to do a bad deed and does not carry it out, Allah gives him one sawab. And if he intended to do a good deed, he didn't do it, he still gets one sawab. And if he intended to do a good deed and he carries it out 10 times, then 700 and many more times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is his mercy. And all this depends on our intention. If we are sincere, then Allah ta'ala will give us the reward for good intention. And of course, we should not have bad intentions. Allah ta'ala protect us. And therefore, we are doing this ahadith so that we can make amal, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanahu wa bihamdi, subhanahu wa bihamdi, karashadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfirullah.